Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And the good news is that we have a fairly quiet week, astrologically speaking. We just had a lunar eclipse last week on Friday, just a few days ago. And in a couple of weeks, we're having our solar eclipse. So it's a little bit like the calm before the storm. And I'm smiling as I say that because sometimes when everything's going really well, you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And the glass is half full, not half empty. I get it. So the headline of the week is the sun moving into Pisces on Saturday. So that's the big news of the week. And I'm going to dedicate this show to all you sweet, sweet Pisces out there. So this show is dedicated to Pisces, and I'm going to talk all about Pisces. But first, before I get into that, I'd like to wish you all a very happy St. Valentine's Day, and that's tomorrow. And the good news is, yes, there's more good news on top of good news, is the moon is in Libra. So that's perfect. It's like, if you had have asked me what moon sign would be best for St. Valentine's Day, I would have said, and I will say, a Libra moon, or the moon in Libra. So tomorrow the moon is in Libra. And why is that good? Well, the moon is all about emotions and feelings, and Libra is all about relationships. Libra is the sign of harmony and relationships. So when you can combine those two energies together, feelings and relationships and emotions and balance, it's all good. There are some other little things going on as well, but let's just end that on a high note. So the moon is in Libra tomorrow for St. Valentine's Day. But I guess I should give the disclaimer that it's also forming an opposition to both Venus and Mars. So Venus is the planet of love and Mars is the planet of passion. So when you have love and passion with Venus and Mars, both of those planets are in Aries. And then the moon in Libra is forming an opposition, or it's 180 degrees away from Venus and Mars. So what that means is that be careful not to make commitments, or don't rush into a commitment. So if somebody takes you out to dinner and they want to take it to the next level, be gentle, of course, with the response, but perhaps it might be wise to say, let's just enjoy the moment and I'll get back to you. Or TBD, to be determined, but in a nice way, of course, because the moon is in Libra. It's all about social graces and manners and refinement. So it might be good just to not give a response in the moment tomorrow. So just have your wits about you tomorrow. It's all good with the moon in Libra, but just know that it does form an opposition to Venus and Mars. Venus and Mars are the planets of love and passion. Oh, and one more thing. It feels like it's going a bit downhill now because I've seen how great it was with the moon in Libra. So it's a great start. But just be aware that the moon is also forming a little bit of a challenging square to Pluto. So emotions will be running high and most definitely intense. So of course, as I said, waiting for the other shoe to drop, it's like life's about balance and weighing things up. And so tomorrow for sure, with the moon in Libra for St. Valentine's Day. Also, this evening, which we'll be having lingering effects through tomorrow, we have the sun forming a sextile to Saturn. So, again, it's about finding the balance because anytime the sun forms a sextile to Saturn, it's really great for long-term planning or long-term commitment. So it's like on one hand, you've got, the moon forming an opposition to Venus and Mars, so it's like don't rush into anything. But on the other hand, you have the sun forming a sextile to Saturn, so that's fantastic for starting or a long-term commitment or taking something to the next level. Yes, it's a mixed bag, that's for sure. So, and definitely memorable because St. Valentine's Day is between two eclipses, so it will most certainly be memorable whichever way it goes. Okay, on that note, we have the sun moving into Pisces, and that happens on Saturday. And so that's really sweet. It's a really, Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. And as I said, I'm dedicating tonight's show to all you Pisces out there. The symbol of Pisces is the two fish swimming in different directions. And also, like, lately, I've also used the symbol of the mermaid. I really like that. I think it's fitting to most Pisces I know, and I seem to get a good response when I talk about the sign of the mermaid. Isn't that nice? So for the next few weeks, when the sun is in Pisces, and of course, as always, this will depend on how this influence affects your birth chart. Many of us might find ourselves longing to escape from our everyday reality because Pisces is all about the ethereal. Pisces is definitely tuned into a different realm, another dimension. And a lot of Pisces people are in touch with other worlds and very much into our spirituality and anything that's beyond that. So the sun will be in Pisces through March 20th. So for the next few weeks, many of us might find ourselves a lot more sensitive than usual. And some of us might even be feeling overwhelmed by the people and responsibilities of daily life. Many Pisces people, because they operate at a different level, which is not sometimes in this dimension, everyday drudgery and heavy responsibilities really can be tough. And I know that some Pisces, particularly Pisces born at the end of the sign, may be feeling that now because Saturn, the planet of karma and responsibility and discipline and obligation, is forming a challenging square to Pisces. And that's more so for Pisces born at the end of the sign, but all this year, that square will be in effect. And all last year, for people born earlier in Pisces, would be feeling the effects of this square from Saturn. So it's all about dealing with reality. A lot of us, not just Pisces, don't really like to deal with our responsibilities. Life can be overwhelming a lot of times. So, you know, some of us want to tune out, and we do that in different ways, through our creativity, through connecting to a higher source, and that's through our spirituality, our intuition. And on the negative, and there's always a shadow side to most things, but drugs and alcohol. So it's trying to tune out our responsibilities in some way. Life is challenging at times. And so this square that Saturn has been forming, the planet of karma, Lord of Karma, to Pisceans, and also to Virgo people as well. The opposite sign of Pisces is Virgo. So Saturn, the Lord of Karma, planet of responsibility and discipline, has been forming a challenging, tough square to Pisces and its opposite sign of Virgo. So 2017, if you're born towards the end of Pisces, you may be feeling this more so. It doesn't mean it's always doom and gloom. Saturn is the planet of, it's the tester. So it tests to see how much we can take on. And we are never given more than we can handle. And on that note, we're going to take a short break. So after the break, I will continue with Pisces. So stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Pisces. And happy birthday to all you Pisces out there. The sun's moving into Pisces on Saturday, where it will be until March 20th. So what does that mean for you? What does it mean for us? What does it mean for everyone? Well, it always depends on how this affects, meaning how this planetary energy affects you and your birth chart. And just because you're not a Pisces, it doesn't mean that you don't have planets in Pisces. We all have all the planets in varying signs at the time we were born, and that's what makes up our birth chart. So if you are a Pisces or you know of a Pisces, this is definitely pertinent to you because it's your birthday month and lots of big things happening because we have a solar eclipse on February 26th and that is in Pisces and it is, I'm just looking at the degree, it is 8 degrees, 12 minutes of arc of Pisces. So if you're born around the 1st of March, end of February, first week of March, this is for you more so. Or if you're a water sign, a Cancer or a Scorpio, then this is a great time for new beginnings. And new beginnings around your intuition. Going with gut instincts, this is a great use of the solar eclipse in Pisces in 2 weeks' time. Of course, I'll be dedicating a show at that time to the solar eclipse. But right now, it's all about Pisces. So with the effects of Pisces, with the sun in Pisces for the next few weeks, many of us might be feeling more sensitive. And as I said before the break, maybe a little bit more overwhelmed by the responsibilities of daily life. And this is a wonderful time to connect with our inner world and spiritual life. Rather than paying so much attention to the material world. So when the sun's in Pisces, it's a great time to really tune into something higher and go beyond rather than getting caught up with the mundane and the responsibilities of daily life. So many of us might be looking for positive ways, because of course there are negative ways to transcend the ordinary drudgery of life, such things as creative expression, meditation, yoga, any other sort of spiritual practice. This is a great time to start a new spiritual practice, particularly in a couple of weeks with the solar return, because the solar eclipse is all about new beginnings. Solar return, of course, means birthday in astrological speak. So for all you Pisces out there, you will be having a solar return during the next few weeks. It might also be a great time, not only with the sun in Pisces, but this solar eclipse coming up in a couple of weeks in Pisces, to go on some sort of a retreat. And if you can't do that, then otherwise, withdraw from socializing and the busyness of life and just take a moment to look within and connect to something higher, whatever that might be for you. It's a really good time to channel the divine. And if you don't have a positive outlet for escape, some of us might be tempted to fall into more negative expression of Pisces. And as I said before, it's maybe addictions or illusions or even avoidance. Sometimes it's easier to sweep issues under the rug than deal with them face on. So avoiding, you know, I understand that. It is sometimes easier. But the thing is, as I mentioned just before, with the square aspect from Saturn, avoiding is not really a great option because Saturn, the planet of reality, is at odds with your sign, Pisces. So avoidance is not really an option at this time. Also, I just said illusions. And the reason I mentioned illusions is because, you know, it's the flip side or the dark side of the spiritual life or looking for something higher. And at the moment, Neptune is the ruling planet of Pisces, and Neptune is currently in Pisces, in your sign, at the moment. So it's really important to take the high road when it comes to transcending beyond the mundane. And so really look to a spiritual practice, because it's really easy to flip into, you know, the dark or the shadow side of this energy, because it's so strong with Neptune, your ruling planet, in your sign. And it will be sort of like finding this balance between the spiritual life or wanting to slip into something on a lower rung, let's just say, with the square from Saturn. So Saturn, as I said, is Lord of Karma. And so it will be a test. And for some of us, particularly Pisces born towards the end of the sign, it might definitely feel like a test, or most certainly a challenge to stay in the moment and take the high road. Also, when the sun is in Pisces, many of us might find that our imagination is firing, and it can be put to very good use at this time through any sort of creativity. So that's like music or painting or dancing or writing poetry or even fiction. Just maybe all of us should just let ourselves just simply daydream about our future. Because, of course, with this square from Saturn, Saturn is Lord of Time. So it's all about long-term planning and commitment. So a good use of daydreaming is to think about our future and dream our dreams, and maybe come up with a new vision for our ideal life. And dreams, you know, our sleeping subconscious mind may be more active at this time when the sun is in Pisces, along with Neptune, the ruling planet of Pisces. So pay attention to any messages from your dreams, because they might be able to reveal any sort of profound guidance from our subconscious. And of course, if we've been seeking guidance or insight from a higher source at this time, the messages might come through our subconscious and our dreams. And I always advise everyone, keep a dream journal. And I don't even do it myself. But I have done it in the past. It's just not lately. So it is at this time, the next few weeks, it is important to keep a dream journal, because our intuition will be firing on all cylinders. Also, with the influence of the Pisces sun, many of us could be big softies at this time, maybe easily brought to tears by a sad movie or even a sentimental TV commercial. Pisces really are big, squishy softies. So we should honour our increased sensitivity by purifying our body, our environment, even our relationships. And I've been harping over the past few weeks, let's get ready for love planet Venus to turn retrograde March 4th through April 15th. So this is a time, and of course we're in eclipse month, so this is a time to really, you know, get ourselves prepared, start that fitness regime, start that new diet. And diet always, in my mind, means less food. Maybe if we think about it more like wholesome, nutritious food, and not less of it, but just upping the quality of the food, is what I mean when I say health and well-being and diet and fitness. So this is a really great time for purifying ourselves, our environment, our relationships. Probably not tomorrow, you know, St. Valentine's Day, not a good time to sort of weed out what's not working. At least enjoy that day. But also during this time, when the sun is in Pisces, take some extra alone time to rest and recover when things feel like they might be a little bit too much. And as I said, life can be really overwhelming, lots of distractions, and just keeping the pace of life. So what does it mean anyway? What does Pisces mean? Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. And it's the last sign of the zodiac because if you think about any Pisces in your life, they're old souls. They've been around the block a few times, and they have the compassion to help others, because on some level they feel empathy, and you know, they might feel like they've been through the situation before in some way, and not necessarily this lifetime, but Pisces is definitely the sign of empathy and compassion. So Pisces is symbolized by the fish, two little fish swimming in different directions and following where the stream takes them. And so that stream will symbolize the subconscious mind, or the winding path of life itself. So Pisces is like those little fish swimming along in the currents, taking what comes and throwing off rainbows and kittens as it goes. It sounds very poetic, doesn't it? I'm sure all you Pisces out there can appreciate my poetry. So Pisces is a mutable water sign, and it knows exactly how to go with the flow. Mutable signs are very flexible and adaptable. And the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So usually mutable signs are happy following someone else's lead, especially if it's the lead of someone they trust. Pisces doesn't really need the spotlight. That's why it's so good at compassion and empathy and understanding. Pisces also is a great shoulder to cry on. They're very good in times of need. Pisces is also a highly romantic sign. Yes, segue into tomorrow's St. Valentine's Day. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with Pisces. So stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Pisces. Happy birthday to all you Pisces out there. The next few weeks, the sun will be in Pisces, which means it will be your birthday, otherwise known as a solar return, according to astrologers. So Pisces is a highly romantic sign. So I'm thinking St. Valentine's Day tomorrow. If you're looking for a date, try and find a Pisces. The romance will be full bore. Pisces is also very, very intuitive, almost psychic. So that is definitely a skill of Pisces. And they're very good at intuiting the emotional needs of others, which makes them an empath, many of them. So that's why life can be hard to take for some Pisces, because they take on the problems of the world. They're the type that brings home stray puppies because they can't bear to see them left alone and hungry. But of course, that's a wonderful quality, but it does get Pisces into trouble from time to time. Pisces is ruled by Neptune, and Neptune is currently in the sign of Pisces. So Neptune is the planet of illusion, and this thrives on fantasy and imagination. Pisces can also be a champion of lost causes, and that's because its inherent idealism blinds it to the fact that some people and situations just can't be saved. But on the other hand, the love of fantasy can make for a very imaginative friend. So overall, Pisces is an incredibly caring and sensitive soul. Pisces make great poets, dream analysts, dream interpreters, let's just say, and massage therapists, because they're very much in tune with other people. Now, Pisces is a water sign, and the other water signs are Cancer and Scorpio. So have you ever heard of the saying, still waters run deep? Well, that perfectly describes the emotional depths of the water signs. And water signs are born nurturers, sensitive to fluctuations in their environment because they're empaths, and definitely within their loved ones. So water signs, as I said, very caring, concerned about others, especially those that they're close to, but can be very oversensitive. Sometimes the oversensitivity might make it hard for water sign people to reach out to others. So with Cancer, for example, when the going gets tough, Cancer might sometimes retreat into its shell. But all the water signs have incredible emotional depths. Sometimes Scorpio might rely on less than direct methods of communication when it's upset. But overall, water signs are very, very caring. They're the nurturers of the zodiac. They're highly intuitive and definitely empaths. So sweet, gentle Pisces is the one that knows best how to transcend its own needs and feelings in order to reach out to someone else who may be hurting. This is why I said that Pisces is the most compassionate sign of the zodiac. This sign wants to help everyone, people with broken hearts or birds with broken wings, children from broken homes. Needless to say, having a huge heart can sometimes make life difficult for Pisces and the other water signs, because really there's only so much one person can do for others. And as I said, Pisces and the other water signs are incredibly romantic. So if you're a water sign and you're looking for the best career for you, gravitating into fields that are nurturing, emotionally sensitive, they would be the best types of career for you. And I mentioned before that Pisces is a mutable sign. And the other mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and of course Pisces. And being a mutable sign means that Pisces is very flexible, can go with the flow, very changeable. And not as stuck in the mud. There are some signs, not mentioning the fixed signs, who can get stuck in the mud, a little bit stubborn. Pisces is definitely not that. Pisces is very good at filling a void. And because Pisces is incredibly intuitive, almost psychic, probably a lot of psychics are probably Pisces because they can tune in at a much higher level. But on the other hand, you know, being a mutable sign, it's really good to be flexible and adaptable. But, you know, on the flip side, there's a little bit of inconsistency, also known as wishy-washy sometimes, that might irritate other signs, and especially the fixed signs. But, you know, maybe the high premium is not placed on stability, and instead more about going with the flow of things, thoughts, creativity, and, you know, life in general. And so I know stability is often associated with maturity and instability with a lack thereof, but that's not necessarily so. It's just a matter of how you view the world and what you give priority to. So, as I said, the ruling planet of Pisces is Neptune, and Neptune is currently in Pisces, and the cycle of Neptune is a long one, and I can't, I'm just trying to remember. I know Neptune is in one sign for 14 years, and when you take all 12 signs times 14, that's a really long time. So it'll be, we won't in our lifetime see the whole cycle of Neptune, but most certainly as Neptune moves from sign to sign. So it's currently in Pisces, so it's very happy being in Pisces. And Neptune is often called the planet of illusion, and it rules the intangible, the ethereal, the abstract, and even the elusive. Dreams and fantasy fall within Neptune's realm, and of course that is spirituality and idealism. And so that's why it might sound repetitive that Neptune, Pisces' ruling planet, rules the same things as Pisces. So they're very tied together, hand in hand. And of course, if you can think of Poseidon, king of the ocean, he is the ruler. He is Neptune. So my vision of when I think of Neptune is this god, this ancient mythological god standing there, ruler of the ocean. And I have an image for that that I do post to my Facebook account anytime. Neptune changes direction, and that means moving backward or forward. So Neptune can sometimes make life more pleasant and sometimes more difficult, because Neptune is also the ruler of deception. So sometimes we don't know when we're being taken by. So Pisces, because it's a sign that is so trusting and caring and compassionate, has to be very careful about protecting themselves to make sure that their vulnerability is not taken advantage of. Because I have heard that many times, that someone who's so charitable and trusting and caring and nurturing of others, there are people out there who may take advantage of that. So it's really important that in your spiritual practice that you practice protection. Definitely important to ask for protection. So that's the planetary ruler of Pisces, but Pisces actually also has another planetary ruler. The ancient planetary ruler of Pisces is Jupiter, and Jupiter is the planetary ruler of Sagittarius, and in ancient times also ruled Pisces. So Jupiter is referred to the planet of luck because it brings opportunities and advantages into our life that can look like a stroke of luck to the untrained eye. So Jupiter is also the planet of spirituality, as is Neptune. So it makes sense that Pisces was in the realm or falling under the realm of Jupiter and Neptune. So Jupiter is about learning and intellectual pursuits and travel. And basically it's about expansion of the soul. So there's another good fit for why it made sense to be paired with Pisces as the planetary ruler. Now, what I want to run through really quick is the compatibility of Pisces. I want to go through each sign of the zodiac and talk about compatibility, particularly because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Okay, so when you've got a Pisces and an Aries with love compatibility, it's fire and water, active and passive. Well, it's an okay match overall. You may understand one another on a deeper level, which will what will bring you together and bind you. And Pisces, of course, especially can tune into Aries' deeper nature. But there might be times when you look at one another and think, what the ... question mark. Pisces and Taurus love compatibility. You two will enjoy a really sweet, gentle connection right from the very start. You can make each other tick and you really make a great match as friends, lovers, long-term partners. Both of you are very romantic, and then there's a wonderfully intuitive connection between you. Very well complemented. Taurus can be Pisces' rock, and providing the practicality and common sense that sometimes some Pisces lacks a little bit. Pisces and Gemini love compatibility. So you're both mutable signs, and I think I'll leave it at that and continue after the break, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about Pisces. The sun moves into Pisces on Saturday, where it will be for the next few weeks. This show is dedicated to all you Pisces out there. So just before the break, I was talking about Pisces compatibility with each sign of the zodiac, and Pisces and Gemini love compatibility. Well, you're both mutable signs, but Gemini is far less emotional than Pisces, but you do have plenty in common. You can at times be indecisive and impressionable, adaptable and flexible, and of course as changeable as the currents or the winds. And so because of these similarities, you enjoy an innate understanding of each other's natures. And, you know, Pisces can follow Gemini's whims with less trouble than other signs. And Gemini understands Pisces' sometimes unrealistic side. So overall, it's okay. One, Gemini is more thinking and Pisces is more feeling. Pisces and Cancer, great match. You two are so similar. You're both romantic, dreamers. So at times it might seem as though you can read each other's minds. You're both highly intuitive. You could even share big dreams. In Cancer, you can help Pisces make those dreams become reality. And you're connected on a deeply emotional level. Pisces and Leo love compatibility. Pisces, you adore the lion for its strength and courage, and you'll find the protection and direction you need with Leo. You both possess big dreams, but Leo is more inclined to go after them, and you're both incredibly sensitive. I know Leo won't want to hear this, but you don't like having your feelings hurt. So at least Pisces is intuitive about such things and can take care of Leo's wounded ego during tougher moments. Pisces and Virgo love compatibility. When it's good between you, it's great. But when it's bad, not so great. Your opposites, opposite sign of the zodiac, as well as in life. Because you're both mutable signs, you're both flexible, accommodating and nurturing, and you're willing to look after each other, you do balance one another out pretty well. And Virgo can help Pisces take care of the mundane side of life. And Pisces, you can show Virgo the importance of romance and emotion. Pisces and Libra love compatibility. Your relationship will probably endure because you do have several overarching qualities in common. You're both highly romantic and idealistic. You're both caring, agreeable, helpful people who will take good care of each other in a relationship. Although the problem here is you may stay together in the name of love, even if the relationship isn't really what either of you want. Pisces and Scorpio love compatibility. You truly understand one another's emotional depths. Your connection is fluid and intuitive. Lots of times you feel as if you can sense the other's thoughts, and you can communicate with each other on lots of levels, not just verbally. And Pisces, you won't mind Scorpio's possessive nature or intensity. You understand that it comes from a deep desire to connect. Pisces and Sagittarius love compatibility. You two have a lot of similarities, but your ideas and ideals will either match up or they'll be poles apart. It's either one or the other, no, nothing in the middle, no shades of grey. So part of the problem here is that you both change your mind so often, especially Pisces. You can be indecisive and changeable and tend to just go with the flow. And that quality does work well with Sag, who's always charging off to one adventure or another. Although Pisces is very sensitive, and Sag, you may find yourself hurting this sign's feelings without really meaning to. Pisces and Capricorn, love compatibility. All in all, you two complement one another really nicely. Capricorn's practical, materialistic nature paired with Pisces' emotional, sensitive one, makes a really well-rounded team. But Capricorn, you may find yourself growing impatient at times with Pisces' wishy-washy dreaminess. And Pisces, you could be baffled by Capricorn's need for logic, efficiency, and security. Pisces and Aquarius love compatibility. You two are very different and may find it hard to make a comfortable connection. Pisces, you really need that emotional bond to feel secure in a relationship, but emotional ties can make a loose Aquarius bolt in the opposite direction. Oh, no. So, Aquarius, you can't stand feeling tied down or restricted in any way, and Pisces needs more stability. And finally, Pisces and Pisces, what a romantic, dreamy, emotional connection you two share. It's likely to be incredible, even overwhelming. But you could have a hard time staying focused or directed when you're together, since neither of you is typically very practical. So it may be difficult to build long-term connection, but you are definitely devoted to each other. And you share an intuitive bond that goes deeper than anything merely physical or intellectual. You might even be finishing one another's sentences. Wow, how dreamy and romantic is that? Especially, I'm going to say it again, for St. Valentine's Day tomorrow. Okay, and on that note, here is your weekly horoscope. So if you're an Aries, there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. Don't be afraid to be on your own for a little while so that you can rest and recharge. You are very loved and you have nothing to fear from a bit of me time. And I think Aries, you are the sign, the solo sign, the first sign of the zodiac, so it shouldn't be too challenging. If you're a Taurus, socially, you're rushed off your feet. You may have taken on too many commitments between work, hobbies, personal interests, and family gatherings. If you must miss some events, be sure to prioritize carefully. If you're a Gemini, think about going for a promotion at work or even for another job altogether. A chance encounter may change your mind about where you're heading, so be open to new possibilities. As new talents start to emerge, you may surprise yourself. If you're a Cancer, is there a book in you? This is a terrific week to think about sharing your knowledge, especially in published form or online in a blog. Getting your experiences and expertise down in writing will be both empowering and lucrative. If you're a Leo, don't stress out about dark thoughts. We all have a shadow side. Surround yourself with loved ones to lift your spirits. And be kind to yourself if you feel a little run down or depressed this week. If you're a Virgo, listen to what your partner is actually saying, as opposed to what you think they're saying. Probably not the same thing. Being fully present and alert in your relationship now will help to avoid trouble further down the line. If you're a Libra, small steps towards a healthier lifestyle are encouraged now. Take it gently and make changes you can stick to. If you try to change too much at once, you'll become disheartened and disillusioned. Gradual improvements are the way to go. If you're a Scorpio, a playful vibe this week is perfect for a vacation or for enjoying your favorite hobbies. Children will bring you a lot of joy, even if they're not your own. Think about nurturing your own inner child. Do more of what makes you smile. If you're a Sagittarius, nostalgia sends you running for photo albums or memory boxes, and there's a bittersweet element to many memories. Although you're drawn to the past this week, keep your face to the future and stay positive. If you're a Capricorn, if your job involves a public-facing role, you'll start to truly shine. If it doesn't, think about using your people skills to bring in some extra income. You are excellent at both persuasion and motivation, and it'd be a shame to waste that. If you're an Aquarian, major appliances and expensive gadgets may need repairing or replacing, leaving a large hole in your finances. Friends or family may step in with a loan, but be very careful about mixing money with love or friendship. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, the sun's arrival in your sign brings you a huge confidence boost, and it also brings your dreams one step closer to reality. Adopt a can-do approach to life this week and see how much progress you can make. Say yes a lot more than you say no. So there you have it, the weekly stars. And one thing that I didn't cover in tonight's show, which is really quite small, but I will give these two aspects a mention. On Monday, which is, today, we have the sun sextile Saturn, which I did briefly mention when I was talking about St. Valentine's Day. And St. Valentine's Day, I was giving some pluses and minuses according to the stars. And the plus is the moon emotions will be in Libra, the sign of relationships. So that's all really good. Although, there's always an although, the moon will be forming in opposition to Venus and Mars, planets of love and passion. But on the plus side, I did say that the sun was forming a sextile to Saturn. So this was really great news for any sort of long-term commitment or any long-term planning. So when the sun forms a sextile to Saturn, we're feeling more organized and competent, and we're better able to concentrate and focus for longer periods of time. We're really good at sorting out priorities with this influence as well. And vitality and energy are directed toward achieving practical goals. So it's a good time to buckle down and make some really good solid progress on long-term projects. Anyway, that's it for tonight's show. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show. And be sure to tune in for next week's show. Have a great week.